The topic for the next hour is our state and local tax update. And we will have Jimmy Martins doing the presentation. And Jimmy is not only an attorney, but he is also a CPA. And he received his undergraduate and his JD from the University of Texas at Austin, and both with honors. And Jimmy is the founding partner of Martins Todd and Leonard, which is a boutique tax and litigation law firm here in downtown Austin, Texas. He's argued both in front of the Texas Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court. He focuses his law practice on challenging Texas franchise tax and sales tax assessments in administrative hearings, state district court and related courts of appeals, and the Texas Supreme Court. What's going to be great about the next hour is that it's not only going to be educational, but it's also going to be entertaining. Jimmy makes it fun. We're so glad that you could be with us. Please welcome Jimmy Martins.
Thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me today. My presentation is really twofold. My primary focus is really not going to be on updates. This year, we've had a few updates, and if I get a chance at the tail end of my presentation, I will cover those updates, but otherwise largely leave those to you to read later. As I said, they're really not earth-shattering or very sweeping. Instead, I'm going to spend most of my presentation today on state tax procedure and specifically explaining to you the four different ways that a taxpayer can bring a Texas tax case into state court. Up until 2021, we only had two ways to get there. And then in 2021, our legislature added two very pro-taxpayer ways, one of which allows taxpayers to challenge a Texas tax assessment in state court without having to first pay that assessment. The assessment would only be due at the conclusion of the litigation if the court, state court, were to decide that taxes continued to be owed. Now, in connection with going through these four different ways of getting to court, I'm going to talk to you about I'm going to walk you through the processes, the paperwork processes, and talk to you also about different strategies our law firm uses and different pitfalls you may want to be aware of and to avoid as you proceed. Because the state, this area of these pathways of getting into state court are fraught with potential jurisdictional traps. And so we're going to talk about them along the way. So starting with the two methods that existed and continue to exist, but were only available through 2021 and until now, until the other two were added, are the two devices known as protest suits and refund suits. Now, a protest suit is the vehicle that is pursued in order to challenge an audit assessment. An audit assessment arises when the comptroller sends a field auditor out to a taxpayer's business or maybe assigns a desk auditor to review taxpayers' books, you know, in the comptroller's auditor's offices, reviews the books, determines additional taxes are owed, and then issues a notice of assessment. That is, the taxes are actually assessed in the notice. There is simply a collections halt that is put on the collection of that assessment until the deadlines run their course, and those deadlines are there for taxpayers to take advantage of opportunities to challenge the assessments. 2021, two new procedures were added. One called suit after redetermination, which is used to challenge audit assessments. And the other is what's called the bypass notice process, which is a process by which taxpayers may bypass or skip the administrative hearings process for refund claims. Because under the second traditional procedure, which is refund claims, in that instance, and let me walk you through the context of a refund claim. A refund claim arises when a taxpayer overpays tax on an original report. They don't realize it. Maybe the law changes later, or maybe they've made a mistake that they discover. Texas has a four-year statute of limitations that runs from the date the taxes become due and payable.